Joining me now live on the South Shore's Morning News, we have special guest, Plymouth County District Attorney Tim Cruz. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Good morning, Christine.
Well, you know, this is a topic that, of course, we cover here, which is very difficult because I think people are very sensitive, and the whole idea of animal cruelty is just something that's really tough, especially, I'm just saying personally, this is very tough for me to deal with this.
Sure.
Because I get so upsetting thinking about it. But I know here that in Massachusetts, animal cruelty can be a felony, which it wasn't always. And I know that your office has been training people to be able to recognize it and prosecute it. Tell me a little bit about that.
Right. I mean, you're right. People love animals, and there are some people, unfortunately, out there that either intentionally or unintentionally are hurting and harming animals. So we try to stay on top of the things that we do and continually getting training and talking to the groups that can teach us as best they can. So we had a training with the Massachusetts Society for Prevention of Cruelty to Animals with one of their investigators, one of their lawyers, talking about what's ongoing with those cases and how can you go forward with these, you know, they're really difficult prosecutions, charging considerations, trial strategy, care and custody of the animal victims, because that's what they are. They are animal victims. And how do you care for that animal during the course of the case?
Do you have a specific prosecutor in your office that does that, or is this duty spread out among a number of the prosecutors?
Sometimes it depends how many we have, but obviously the good news is we don't have a lot of them, but we do have certainly people who are specialized to deal with certain cases throughout our office. So if a case does occur, say in Wareham, there'll be an attorney that will handle. If it's in Brockton, maybe a different attorney, but we try to rotate them around and making sure everybody can get the training and know where to go forward with them.
Do you find sometimes with these animal cruelty cases, they're not always intentional?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes there are people that, have these cases where they'll have too many dogs in their home and they're not taking care of them. The dogs are living in squalor. They're not getting food and water, and they're not paying attention. And these poor animals are suffering. So therefore, it's incumbent upon, neighbors and things such as that to call the authorities to make sure they can help these poor animals. But unfortunately, you always hear about the cases where you have people who are out intentionally harming animals for whatever reason. They're doing it, and those individuals need to be held accountable.
And you do. I know that we've done stories over the years, and we've seen sometimes that there are connections between people that are doing that and also harming members of their own household.
Right.
Is that something you still see? You do.
And unfortunately, one of the most important aspects of our job is making sure that we can protect victims, making sure that we can help them, give them the support that they need. And in these sort of cases, sometimes the victim is the animal. And how do we make sure we can help that animal so that that animal is going to be in a good, safe environment with people that love him, and him or her are going to take care of them? And that's what it's all about. Removing that dog, helping that dog or animal, whatever it may be, species it may be, and making sure we can go forward and hold those people accountable.
What's the toughest part of prosecuting a case like this?
I think this, unfortunately, sometimes, although you always try to remain objective with all your cases, I think you can get subjectively involved with the animal cases themselves, because everybody loves animals. Everybody wants to make sure that, they can be safe. And you're willing to do everything that you can. I think it's frustrating sometimes when we have to prove each and every element of the crimes charged beyond a reasonable doubt. And sometimes it's not always that easy. You may know what happened or think you know what happened, but can you prove it? And how can you help that animal? That's what's important.
If people have a question about that or think that they know that there might be a case of animal torture or suffering or something that needs to be reported and they're hesitant about doing it, what's your advice to them?
I would call my local police first and foremost, or maybe the MSPCA, but never hesitate to call the DA's office at 508-584-8120, or go on our website, plymouthda.com, and in there there's information that can help you, direct you, and navigate you to do the right thing and make sure we can take care of these animals.
That's Plymouth County District Attorney Tim Cruz. We'll be back right after this.